This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Friday morning, Good Friday. I'm Dustin Huffman. Markets are closed now for the three-day holiday weekend and reopen overnight Sunday night into Monday. Thursday's trading session left the corn market 6 cents off the day's highs, but still 13 to 16 cents in the black. NAS data showed that corn stocks were counted at 8.347 billion bushels as of March 1st, including 5.079 billion bushels on farms and 3.27 billion bushels off farm. Trading was looking for stocks to come in near 8.45 billion bushels, which was a pleasant surprise, and implied a 3.8 2 billion bushel quarter due demand, which was up 3.417 billion bushels from last year. Prospective plantings and data from NAS also had corn acres at 90.04 million acres, which was down 4.5 million acres year to year versus the 2.84 million acre drop expected on average. The largest drop was 700,000 acres in Minnesota, while Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Ohio, and South Dakota each recorded 300,000 acres less going into this year. On the soybean side of things, old crop beans ended the day 1 to 1.25 cent losses yesterday, while the new crop contracts finished as much as 8.25 in the black. March intentions data showed 86.5 million acres planted for this year. That's up 2.9 million acres from last year versus a trade estimate to see 1.9 million more bean acres in their estimated reports. We'll look at the numbers and how they closed on Thursday right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn was up 15.25 at 442 even. December new crop was up 15.5 at 477.75. Soybeans for May were down a penny at 1191.5. November new crop was up 2.75 at 1186.25. Soy meal was down $1.30 at $3.3770 per ton. Soy oil was up 28 cents at $47.95. Chicago wheat up 12.75 at $5.60. Kansas wheat up 7 cents at $5.85. Minneapolis wheat down 6. That's Market Matters.